The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We are back, second hour of the show. It's a good looking day outside. Sun's up now, sky is blue, but only 29 degrees in Aurora, 25 in Denver. We won't see much over 42 today. 30s tomorrow, 20s as we get into the week. So we're back into a little stretch of winter. I got my Harley fixed yesterday, just about all day long. So I'm ready, and hopefully so are you. 303-696-1971 is our phone number. 303-696-1971. A couple things to clean up from last hour before we move to our next guest, Tim Neville, former Colorado State Senator Tim Neville, father of the Neville clan and the current Colorado State minority leader in the State House, Patrick Neville. He's got a great retort for people who decry the character flaws of President Donald J. Trump. But I did want to say a couple of things. Last caller was talking about our Tea Party meeting last Tuesday. Quick thank you to everybody. We had an overflow, standing room only crowd at the Arapaho Tea Party. We got a warning for having too many people in the room. And that's a good problem to have. I would hate to lose the venue, but there are always venues that you can find. But real shout out to 710KNUS because Kelly Michaels let me do a promo for that show. Stephen Tubbs came and talked about his experiences up in Vancouver. Did a great job, came right over after he was done with his afternoon drive show. And then Tom Tancredo was there, fresh back from the border. And people were very, very engaged. And so just want to thank everybody. Always ask for a show of hands how many people heard about the event on 710KNUS. And really, that was most of you. So thanks very much to everybody here who helps us make those things happen. When we come together like that, that's a big, big deal. Other thing is, and Don was very animated when he called last hour, and he made the comment that he was worried about Trump's declaration of a national emergency opening the door for a President AOC or a President Kamala Harris or someone to declare a national emergency and seize guns and that sort of thing. And he was moving so fast, I didn't really have a chance to address him. But Dr. Marty, who listens to the show out in Kentucky, sent me a tweet and reminded me that declaring a national emergency does not set precedent for gun grabbers because it limits the president to already existing law. The president has a lot of leverage when it comes to the enforcement of our immigration laws. And declaring a national emergency when our laws are being steadily and regularly violated as they are right now. And one other thing, and then we'll get to the phones. Ralph wrote in at 710KNUS.com. You find my show page, click the big red button. Randy, is it true that only the wall money recently appropriated is subject to the restrictions placed in the compromise bill? Other sources of money the president has at his disposal would not be affected. That is correct. But we know that the Democrats and probably some Republicans are going to file lawsuits and they're going to try and stop the president from appropriating money using any kind of funds outside the bounds of this horrible compromise bill to continue building the wall. It's going to be a nonstop battle day after day after day. All right, real quick, Joe's got a suggestion for me. Joe, let's hear it.
Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
I think that for the next 2 years, especially if not the next 4 years, that we should, whenever we do have a protest against the insanity that they're trying to put on us, is just have signs made up saying, I don't want it. I don't want it.
Don't
and then over
it.
A little PA.
I don't want
yeah, and
it.
Then over a PA. Yeah. Yeah, and over a PA, do just what you played right now, play his own words to haunt him. I don't want it. I don't want it showing his tantrum, because we the people don't want it. We don't want injection sites. We don't want, you know, they're not going to get rid of the Second Amendment. They're going to regulate it out of the people's hands, like with these bills in Washington State and everything else. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Yeah, love it, Joe. So, and in fact, you do a better job than I did.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
I have to say. we ought to record Joe and add him into the mix of mocking Polis clips that we have here. Joe, thank you very much. Well, I do have a guest on hold. Anything else real quick?
Take care. Right. Yeah, I think that you guys should get someone to run against Kevin Priola, because he is just worthless.
Yeah, he's been a real big disappointment. We're a ways away from even thinking about primaries. Do you think Cory Gardner should be primaried?
Oh my God, I'd vote for just about anybody than Cory Gardner. He's been the biggest disappointment. What's the woman who took over? Who's in District 1?
Diana DeGette.
I'd vote for her over him.
Well,
I really would, because at least you know who she is, and she sticks true to her guns. Cory Gardner is just a weasel.
Joe, thanks for your time this morning.
Weasel Gardner. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Weasel Gardner. You know, Cory does vote with the president about 91% of the time. He's strong on national defense. Votes for Donald Trump-nominated judges. So I'm frustrated with Cory. And I'm connected now to his new Colorado campaign manager, so I do expect to have him on the radio this year. We shall see. Don't forget that Facebook page, Why Won't U.S. Senator Cory Gardner Go on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran? Go give that thing a like. It's only got about 600 or 700 likes. We got 4,600 likes on my personal page, 2,600 or 2,700 on our Wake Up with Randy Corcoran Facebook page, and I'm getting close to 1,700 Twitter followers, and I bring that up only because, especially on a 5,000-watt directional radio station, the app, the internet, and social media is how we stay connected, how we get the word out. All right, so sorry to keep you waiting so long, Tim. Joe had been holding forever from the last hour. And I wanted
to
squeeze
take care of the people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're one of the people now. You were defeated in your bid to return as a Colorado State Senator. What are you doing right now? We're talking with Tim Neville, father of Patrick and Joe.
Well, hey, good to talk to you, Randy, and your audience this morning. We've been basically taking care of business. I mean, my wife and I operate an independent insurance agency, and that's what we do, and we're taking care of that, and always looking at opportunities, politically staying involved on some of the key issues that are out there, fighting the safe injection sites, which I think is such a travesty for Colorado. Unfortunately, you know, Tony Sanchez tried to bring that to the head in his race in Senate District 22, and you know, was roundly criticized by a lot of people, and now it's finally people are realizing that it's here and it's on their doorstep. And so, you know, kudos to my friend Tony. So doing things like that. You know, we also have the issues with you know, the horrible red flag gun grab law that we're facing, and some other things. So, you know, I'm not gonna go away. You know, we had to, you know, take our licks in November, but we're not going away. We're not going anywhere.
Well, certainly you are dialed in. Your son is the Colorado State House Minority Leader. All of your family is deeply invested and involved in Colorado State politics. You ran for United States Senate. You've been a Colorado State Senator for how many terms?
I served in 2012, represented Senate District 22, and then they redistricted us, said I had to stay out for 2 years, and then we ran and won in Senate District 16 for the first time, I think, in about two decades. We actually put a Republican in Senate District 16 for that term.
So you certainly have great insight into not only what happened last year, but what's coming our way. You mentioned the red flag bill, and I haven't seen legislation yet, but I have heard, and if you know, let us know, that this is going to be significantly worse than the red flag bill that was floated at the end of the session last year and supported by Republicans, including George Brockler and almost all of the sheriffs around the state.
Well, it dropped yesterday, Randy, actually. I had a chance to read it over. The bill last year was horrible. The bill this year is still bad. I mean, it's very bad, and it does some things that increases up to a year that the judge can decide that you can't have firearms. Still doesn't allow what I would call proper due process for something that is a right, not just a privilege. If it's taken away, and of course it allows it to be done just set by the say-so of a family member or somebody that is involved in a police agency or whatever. And so there's not really a lot of that they do provide what they say, and it's preponderance of evidence. So basically whatever you have brought against you, and of course, you know, that leaves the advantage in a civil court to the person that is bringing the suit. They're protected, by the way, whereas the person that is actually being charged or who is representing, trying to represent themselves, they can get now an attorney, but they're going to have to pay for that attorney, of course, too. So the dollars really rack up for anybody that is trying to hang on to their constitutional rights.
Job security for lawyers, man.
Well, job security for lawyers, but just basically an attack on your individual rights, as is usual. That's what we've seen this year. We haven't seen anything on transportation, but we've sure seen everything on everything from straws
issues.
To, yeah. Yep. So
I'm not opposed to job security for lawyers. I just want you to know, get that out of the way right up front. But, you know, the our law firm has gotten significant business from people who inadvertently bring their firearms through TSA at DIA. And, and of course, the civil side of our practice and the family law side of our practice is going to be inundated when these red flag gun grabs begin sometime probably at the end of this year. And so it's a frightening thing. There's not a darn thing we can do about it. Except point it out, continue to organize, get ready for 2020. And that's one of the primary route. Certainly want to get to your response to people who decry the character flaws of President Donald J. Trump. But let's save that for last. I certainly wanted to get your take as someone who was defeated in this Colorado blue wave and who's been looking at this very, very carefully on what actually happened in 2018 to Republicans and what we should be thinking about doing about it.
Sure. Well, you know, let's be frank about it. 2018 was a bad year for Republicans in the state of Colorado. We can talk about a number of reasons. I think that what I would call the resistance, Colorado resistance, and those people who who wanted to see something change and were frustrated after the 2016 election that brought Donald Trump in, they were extremely motivated. They were definitely in Saul Alinskyite mode, and so they were very focused. Now that being said, we knew that going in, and of course our focus was to make sure that we started early. In my campaign, we knocked on 25,000 doors, probably knocked on about 18,000 of those personally. We raised over $230,000 in donations, which was the largest for a Republican state senator, state house candidate in the last two cycles. So we did those things that a candidate can do. Then it comes down to those people that are playing, of course, the other side. My opponent had almost just a little under $600,000 in donations from a variety of groups, mostly, you know, many, many out-of-state groups that we couldn't match. And you saw the same thing in Beth Martinez Humanics race and Christine Jensen and Tony Sanchez. Those dollars poured in, very, very organized, much of it from out-of-state donors and bundlers. And then, of course, it came down to the game plan as far as what our third-party groups possibly were doing. You know, we received in our district probably over 100 pieces of mail from what you would call pro side for us. The frustration was that some of these mailers would hit, you know, a couple of mailers in a day. Many of them were going to what we would call 4x4 Republicans, meaning the Republicans that always vote Republican in every race. And so it was extremely frustrated as a candidate to watch these hit and have people call me and say, why are we getting all these mailers? It looks like they've got beauty shots of all of your opponents on it. And, you know, what's going on? And, of course, you know, we're pretty much in radio silence. We can't really coordinate with those sources, such as the Senate Majority Fund and the Colorado Independent Expenditure Committees. You know, that was the reality. It was probably some of the, you know, the worst execution on that side.
Let's stop there for just a second. I also saw statistics that something like 86% of the money raised by these outside groups was spent on these ridiculous mailers, on television advertising. I mean, who watches TV commercials now? You're either watching online or you've got a DVR and you're fast forwarding through the commercials. Whereas the Democrats spent about 16 or 17% on those old tools of persuasion and instead focused on mobilizing armies of people who already had some insight on the voters they were making contact with because those voters had been reached before by an advocacy group through an email or a phone call or whatever. And they focused on those votes that they believed and knew could come their way. And
with a system that they started putting in place
over 10 years ago with the blueprint.
Right. Now they did that, and that there's no secret to, you know, how you win elections, but the issue is always coming down to messaging. So the idea that mailers are bad, I disagree, but the idea that mailers must be effective, you know, that's extremely important. I mean, one of my most frustrating mailers that came out, before it even hit my house, it was going to a lot of conservative Republicans. The ones that actually gave me copies of this was a mailer that came from the Independent Colorado Independent Expenditure Committee, and it was apparently bankrolled by Colorado Concern, Mike Kopp's group, and it has a big picture. It says Neville and Hickenlooper working together for Colorado's economy. And I started getting phone calls from the press asking me why are we putting something out with making it look like we were being endorsed by John Hickenlooper? And I said, no, you know, I think you got the wrong guy here. I have more bills vetoed by John Hickenlooper than any other legislator in the last couple of years. Although, you know, we work together on things that make sense for the state of Colorado, and the governor has to sign legislation to make it law. And, you know, we've been, Randy, that's the frustrating thing, because we've been very effective working to get things done for the state of Colorado in a split legislature. And I'm very proud of that. Very proud of my son, Patrick, what he's doing now, because he's definitely fighting a good fight, and definitely proud of Joseph, what he did and what he does to help candidates and to effectively do things. And, you know, one of the things I was going to say, when you said, you know, now I'm a man of the people again, we don't live in fancy houses and gated communities. And, you know, it was frustrating to watch the attack ad saying that I've taken in millions of dollars from the gun lobby and the oil and gas lobby or whatever. And those that know me know pretty much how we live and, you know, how we work, how hard we work and what we do and how we serve the community.
No question about that. And do you have any suggestions for people who are considering getting into the race or want to support candidates, want to start chipping back away at the blue wave?
Sure. I mean, well, first of all, when it comes to helping candidates, we definitely need to get our ground game stronger. In 2014, we had a pretty strong ground game, but we had a lot of help in our races. We had some very positive and effective mailers going out from our campaign. And also, and we did this year too, but also we had a very, very good ground game and phone calling. Now, the Democrats raised the bar on that this last year. Ted Trimpa, Democrat, Colorado Democratic Alliance, raised that bar, and they put a lot of money in.
The other thing I was going to tell people, before you give money, and this goes for businesses or whoever is giving money, make sure you know where it's going. Let me read something to you real quick that just caught my eye. I think you're familiar with Paula Noonan, who's not exactly a big, strong Democrat or Republican. You know, she's a Democrat. But she did a piece for the for Colorado Politics that said it was talking about our Colorado values. It's well, actually, let me look at this here a second. Oh, Coloradans for Fairness. They took, in the last election cycle, they got money from $2.1 million between September 13th and 26th. And the largest donation came in from the 1630 Fund, which was $300,000 for Every Town for Gun Safety. That's Bloomberg. $235,000 from Service Employees International. And most of that was all focused on the five Senate district races. Now, the problem with Progressive, with the 1630 group, is it also received some money from some sources that you wouldn't think. Energy companies Anadarko, in this other article, it says energy companies Anadarko, Extraction Oil, and PDC Energy pitched over $110,000 to this IEC. They joined with Conservation Colorado. Now, if you think about energy companies and Conservation Colorado, that's definitely oil and water, you know, to
listen, it is well known that that lobbyists and big organizations, they fund both sides of the political aisle. So if they see or believe that the election is trending one direction, they're going to get on board some of those horses so that they at least have some leverage with those people once they get elected. And
well, that's exactly right.
So the question I've got, Tim, is let me finish this one thing, though, Randy. Finish it quick.
Yeah, because the money from Coloradans for Fairness was used to produce a video ad against me, pounding me for taking money and donations from oil and gas.
Sure. Yeah, so, and some oil and gas paid for that. Yeah, I mean it's such a corrupt game out there. But where is the Colorado or the American or the international billionaire that's willing to help set up and fund these George Soros style and size organizations to funnel money into targeted states, like trying to dig back out of this blue wave hole that Colorado finds itself in? I mean, without that money, and without starting now to put those ground games and those dark money, and we all hate dark money, organizations into place, then we're done in Colorado.
Well, one of the challenges that you have when you come into, you know, I know you're kind of a liberty guy, Randy. You're not, you know.
Yeah, just kind of.
We have the folks. Yeah, just a little bit, right? So we live.
When I talk to Randy Corcoran, I feel like I'm talking to George Washington, who's going to lead our state out of this craziness.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. I think there is definitely a separation. We have some very, very good funders that have helped in the past that continue to help.
Here's what I'm going to ask you to do, Tim. We've got to take our break here. I want you to finish that point when we come back on the other side, and then tell your rebuttal to those who criticize the character of President Donald J. Trump. 7:25, Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, 7:10, KNUS.
Hey, Saturdays are special, but this one is sensational. Live, no-holds-barred interview of Colorado Governor Jared Polis. And for the first time in Craig's Lawyers Lounge, legendary attorney Michael Sawaya. So are you excited now? Me too.
The Craig Silverman Show.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
Saturday mornings from 9 to noon on News Talk 710. KNUS.
It's window and door replacement made easy with Dream Style Remodeling featuring Pella Windows and Doors. Now locally serving Denver. Every home is unique, so we offer a wide range of exceptional quality, energy efficient Pella Windows and Doors with different price options and features. We're here to find the right window for your home. Dream Style Remodeling is America's number one remodeling company. We've installed hundreds of thousands of windows across the western U.S. and back our work with a lifetime warranty. Our goal is to deliver deliver the best home improvement experience of your life. This month only, save $275 on each window, $775 on each door with no money down, no payments, and no interest for 2 years. Hurry, this offer is valid this month only. Dream Style Remodeling featuring Pella Windows and Doors. Window and door replacement made easy. Call 303-222-5256 or visit DreamStyleWindows.com to schedule your free consultation. That's 303-222-5256.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they've postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-300-0510. That's 1-800-300-0510. 1-800-300-0510.
Colorado Business Roundtable presents the second annual State of Higher Education Forum. Join us on Thursday, April 11th from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at History Colorado. The forum features presidents and chancellors from University of Colorado, University of Denver, Metropolitan State University of Denver, and the Colorado Community College System. Thank you to our event sponsor, TIAA. Register now at cobrt.com/events.
I should have had Done Right do it. Don't be that person that says this after ordering your remodeling project. Hi folks, Dan Cicchini, owner of Done Right Kitchens and Baths, Windows and Doors. Simply put, we make people happy by being particular, just like you. 800-362-8370.
Are you looking for a rewarding and challenging career opportunity? Salem Media Group in Denver is seeking an integrated marketing consultant who shares our sense of mission and wants to grow with a great company. Go to salemmedia.com/careers for more. We now return to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Hey, I'll do my part. You do yours. 7:30, we're halfway through the show on a good-looking but chilly Saturday morning. I'm Randy Corcoran, your pumped-up purveyor of principled, passionate patriotism. And you're listening to Denver's only live, local, conservative Saturday morning show. Whippersnapper behind the glass. We'll be getting back to the phone lines in a minute. There's a line open at 303-696-1971. Of course, Valentine's Day was the first year anniversary of the Parkland shooting in Florida. Students who died. Yesterday, we had the shooting in Aurora, Illinois, where five people were killed. And I was just thinking about what do Illinois, Florida, and soon Colorado all have in common? And this was triggered by a tweet I received from David. Thank you for that, David. Universal background checks, red flag bills. They've got them in Illinois. They've got them in Florida. Soon, we're going to have it right here in the Centennial State. And Tim, they do not stop lawbreakers.
Of course they don't. Of course they don't. As a matter of fact, well, actually, they create more lawbreakers because law-abiding citizens then somehow become lawbreakers. And that's the design of new business or new bills that are passed.
Yeah, and Colorado State Senator Chris Hulbert sent me a link to the red flag bill. And just so people have an idea, for the people who can now go to a judge by themselves and swear out a complaint that will, and no judge is going to say no to these complaints because they don't want to be responsible for a killing or an injury. And they're going to order the police to go with a warrant to search and seize your guns. And the people who are described as family or household members are people related by blood, marriage, or adoption. Person who has a child in common with the respondent, regardless of whether such person has been married or has lived together with the respondent at any time. Person who regularly resides or regularly resided with the respondent within the last 6 months. Your roommate, domestic partner, or a person who has a biological or legal parent-child relationship with the respondent, including step-parents, step-children, grandparents, grandchildren, and a person who is acting or has acted as the respondent's legal guardian. And, and a person in any other relationship described in Section 18-6800.32, I believe, and I didn't get a chance to look, I think that is the domestic violence statute as well. So those are the people now who are going to be able to unilaterally ask a judge to take your guns. And as you've described, you've read the bill. I've just gotten a first look at it. They will be protected. They will have immunity, apparently, under this bill. Is that what you meant when you said that earlier?
Well, correct. I mean, they're financially protected. They're really held harmless no matter what, even if it's an egregious action based on bringing that action against someone. And that's frustrating. So the person that is the target of this, it ends up having to pay through the nose to defend themselves in a court if they so choose. And then, of course, you're defending yourself in the same court with the same judge that issued the order to begin with. And, of course, then the order has been expanded up to be effective up to a year.
364 days.
Yeah.
Any time, and a person who wants to get out from under it has one shot during 364 days to go back into court and get that gun grab overturned. And I can just...
And that's one shot. And look at the level of proof at that point on that one shot, Randy.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, you are guilty unless you can prove yourself totally innocent.
Your word against theirs.
It's definitely not like a court of law, a normal court of law, where you're sitting with a judge and jury and you are presumed innocent unless you can be proven guilty.
And I can tell you as a civil litigator and a criminal defense attorney that this is some of the most expensive legislation or litigation that there is because, for instance, with a domestic restraining order, not a gun grabbing red flag restraining order, just a standard domestic restraining order, the person has a right to be heard back in court within 14 days. Well, that's great because maybe they can get out from under the having the protection order made permanent in a short period of time, but that puts the lawyer on high alert scramble trying to come up with actual evidence, actual witnesses. And so you've got to focus a ton of resources, which in the legal world means a ton of cost on defending those things. And certainly there are going to be cost issues for people who cannot afford to hire legal representation to defend against the grabbing of their guns.
Well, and those firearms are then removed from the home already before they've gotten a hearing, and they're somewhere out of the control of the owner. So there are all sorts of issues there regarding, you know, storage, safe storage, everything else. How does that owner protect themselves and their family while they're trying to seek justice to show that they shouldn't have had this taken away from them?
And these
it's preposterous.
And these Democrats, with the help of so many Republicans, including good Republican sheriffs, some who are no longer sheriff, are all helping to chip away at this fundamental, God-given, constitutionally protected right to self-defense. And they never address the fact that those laws will not stop someone who is intent on doing harm.
Well, Randy, if you have a sheriff who doesn't protect your Second Amendment rights. My only question is, why would you continue having that sheriff? And I'll leave it for that and allow other people to answer that. But, you know, that's if you can't rely on your sheriff, who is sort of your last bastion of defense here, that's a huge problem.
Talking with former Colorado State Senator Tim Neville, a father of Patrick, who is the current House Minority Leader, the Colorado State Legislature. And Tim, you were coming to a summation before we had to take the break on what we can start trying to implement with very little time to compete
right
against the Democrat vote-gathering machine.
Well, I think the first thing you have to do, I always tell people, think small, quit thinking big. We're going to have, in 2020, we're going to have President Trump running. We can talk about that a little bit. But and so people are going to come out and vote accordingly. But the main thing that people need to think about is their own neighborhoods, their own local areas, and start contacting folks and basically get out and do the legwork. The other thing, too, is it's going to cost money. I mean, we can wait for a billionaire to come in. But here's what I would say, Randy. What I've seen in Colorado is that billionaires can be very effective in coming in. But on the other side, we see billionaires come in and give their money to a group that actually effectively coordinates and acts out a strategy. If we have billionaires that are in Colorado that say, we want these certain things to happen at the legislature, and some of those things may not be to the benefit of all people of Colorado. There may be a little bit of cronyism involved there. That's not going to work out well for the people of Colorado. So we need to have a combination of strong, strong grassroots. And then when people write checks, whether they be large or small, they need to go to areas that are going to be effective first. I would say to good constitutional conservative candidates first in competitive races where there's an opportunity to make a difference. And then move from there and then make sure that that money that's going in, that whatever that organization is being vetted, and it's not just for the next group of consultants to live in gated communities.
Well, we're going to have lots of time to talk about it, but there is no time like the present to get the momentum moving. And you're right, the presidential election will get a lot of Republicans who are tired, who are satisfied, who are just simply burned out from winning that presidential election back into the fray. But the Democrats never rest. They never stop. They have the resources to hire people, pay people. We have to rely on a whole lot of volunteerism. That's another reason we've got to find some funding mechanisms if we want to have a chance to push back in this state. Let's go ahead and look to another aspect of the upcoming election. You mentioned President Donald Trump. I was talking mm-hmm. with the former Colorado State GOP Chairman Steve House yesterday, and he was with you at a presentation that you were giving, I think. And by the way, I'm filling in for Stephen Tubbs next week every day but Tuesday, I believe. And I'm going to have Steve on to talk about the GOP chair race from a real insider's perspective. But he said that you have a wonderful response to especially Republicans who are hesitant to vote for President Donald Trump because they find his character to be flawed.
Well, yeah, and what in my walking last year and knocking on doors, there was what came to mind with the group the other night. It was an independent lady. It was a very, very hot day, about 100 degrees, and she had a nice little porch. And so when I knocked on her door, she came out and wanted to talk, and it was actually a little cooler, so it was nice. And I noticed that she was wearing a crucifix, and we connected because, she's Catholic and I'm Catholic, and she shared with me. She said, Senator, hey, appreciate that. Good to see. But I can't, Donald Trump, I just can't stand that man. And I said, why particularly? Is it regarding policies? And she said, no, I don't have a problem with his Supreme Court picks and everything, but just, the way he's treated women in the past or his, his foibles or whatever his weaknesses might be. And I said, we talked over and I said, and I mentioned to her, I said, Mary, you're a person of faith, right? She says, yes. I said, so that matters, right? She said, yes. I said, what would the Bible say about people in positions of leadership? And in the past, in the Bible, can you think of some of the activities or some of the situations where people that were very flawed individuals, and I mentioned King David, for instance, you know, who sent his best friend and his one of his closest confidants and leaders into battle to be killed because King David wanted to sleep with his wife. I said, well, you know, that's over the top, isn't it? She said, well, yes. I said, but God puts people in positions, and politicians all have feet of clay. I said, you know, me, everybody else, everybody has feet of clay, and they're going to make mistakes. I said, but God will put people in positions that can get the job done. And then through his intercession, with his faith and his help, it allows those things to happen. And I said, who else is going to come in to that swamp in Washington, D.C., and have the strength to actually make a change and make an impact? And you know, she thanked me and
I can't think of a single major Republican who ran for president who could have accomplished a third or a quarter of the pro-America, pro-Israel, pro-life agenda that Donald Trump in 2 short years with an incredible, unprecedented amount of constant 90%+ negative coverage, attacks, legal attacks, moral attacks, everything. I can't think of anybody else who could have better fit that role. So it's a great story, Tim. I appreciate you sharing it. Before you go, I need a judge here. We have a new governor here in the state of Colorado, this guy.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
Yesterday when I did my promo for the show, I was talking about this compromise, so-called compromise illegal alien bill that Donald Trump apparently felt forced to sign. And I was trying to imitate the governor.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
I don't think I quite got it.
No, you didn't.
We're going to actually, if you want to call in and be help us get the perfect imitation of Jared Polis, I don't want it. 303-696-1971. You want to give it a try, Senator?
No, I can't be that whiny.
I knew you weren't going to do it. I knew it.
A little too whiny for me.
Hey, thanks so much for your time today, and God bless you, sir.
You bet. You bet, Randy. Take care. God bless.
All right. 18 minutes to go until 8 o'clock. It is 7:43, 34. The sun is bright, but it's cold. We're still in the 20s. Stick around, though. We'll get to your calls. I've got some unbelievable audio from Senator Michael Bennett. He and Governor Polis have some similar characteristics. And more from AOC, the crazy lady, the crazy kid, the crazy bartender from New York. So stay with us. It's Wake Up with Randy Corporan on 710 KNUS.
CBS News Updates. Defrocked.
The Congresso imposed on him the penalty of
strongest punishment the Catholic Church can mete out to a priest, the fate for former U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick.
The now 88-year-old former cardinal was accused of sexually abusing a teenager in an incident that took place more than 50 years ago. That was under investigation by the Vatican. And then later it emerged that there had been allegations of misconduct with adult seminarians as well.
Vatican also deciding McCarrick solicited sex while hearing confession. CBS News correspondent Seth Doan has more.
The timing of this is also important. It comes just before this summit on clerical sex abuse, which is going to be held later this week, starting on Thursday the 21st at the Vatican. That will bring together around 130 heads of bishops' conferences from around the world to discuss this issue of clerical sex abuse.
Diocese of Brooklyn releasing names of 108 priests credibly accused of sexually assaulting minors.
Matt
Dunn, CBS News Update.
The pace is picking up. President Trump declares national emergency at the border, and the collusion hoax evaporates altogether. 2 full years of Democrat narrative down the tubes. Time now for the big boomerang as FBI McCabe confesses the deep state coup, and Goose Egg Mueller gets a new boss, A.G. Barr. Man or mouse? Let's navigate together on Sunday.
Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn. Sunday evenings from 5 to 8 on News Talk 710
KNUS.
It's that time of year again. Bring the entire family down to the Colorado Garden and Home Show. Hi, everybody. This is Dave Logan. From February 9th through the 17th at the Colorado Convention Center, you'll be able to get ideas while you research, compare, and buy thousands of products and services from hundreds of companies for inside and outside your home. Stroll through an acre of beautiful gardens with 10,000 flowers in bloom. And don't miss the CSU Education Garden to see new plants and get your questions answered by master gardeners. Take advantage of these show-only specials to save big. And in case you didn't know, all your ticket fee goes right back to Colorado nonprofits to build community gardens, greenhouses at schools, and many other great projects.
Belco presents the Colorado Garden and Home Show, sponsored by Dish and Sleep Number, February 9th through the 17th at the Colorado Convention Center. Discount tickets now on sale at AXS.com. Park at Bronco Stadium at Mile High Lot C for just $5 and take the free show shuttle. Presented by Belco, sponsored by Dish and Sleep Number in association with the Denver Post, 9 News, Colorado Garden Foundation, and Team Dave Logan.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles. One of the best ways to romance your sweetheart and show them you love them, make reservations for the Fresh Fish Company's 4 days of Valentine's now through Sunday the 17th. My friend Karen, owner of the Fresh Fish Company, happily married. She's a great woman. I love her. She's one of my all-timers. And hey, tell everybody about the incredible Valentine's celebration. Karen, it's yours.
Peter, you're everyone's sweetheart. Our special Valentine's menu features all of your favorites. Alaskan king crab legs, live Maine lobsters, apple hickory smoked salmon, slow roasted prime rib, filet mignon, and lobster tail, along with everything else you love from our regular Fresh Fish Company menu. Bring in your special someone and savor the freshest selection of seafood in town. It will be love at first bite.
Seafood is for lovers, so make Valentine's fantasies come true. Make reservations now. 303-740-9556. 303-740-9556. 4 days of Valentine's, now through Sunday the 17th. Only at the Fresh Fish Company.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles. Look, it's 2019. You're an old guy like me. You're out there, you've been putting off making a will. It's not fun, end of your life, but it's important, it's inevitable, and I gotta tell you what. Now, Michael Bailey, he's a friend of Silverman's. We talked about him for a long, long time. I've been hanging with him. He's a good guy. Tax laws change all the time. Colorado state laws change. So why trust Michael Bailey? He's the good guy. You never know how this end is going to be, but we do know the laws of Colorado will take it if you don't got plans. Smart money, the best money you can spend. Peace of mind knowing people you love will be protected and taken care of. Michael Bailey. Consultations with Michael are free. Call him today. Weekend, evening appointments are available. He is a terrific guy. 720-394-6887. Online, mblawllc.com. 720-394-6887. Online, mblawllc.com today.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you're thinking about updating that outdated kitchen or bathroom, now's the time. I'm Ted Spear, co-owner of All About Cabinets and Countertops at 35th and Wadsworth. Don't overpay for your cabinets and countertops. Our current specials and upgrades mean thousands of dollars in savings, even over those big box stores. Let us go to work for you. Come check out our showroom or call us today. 303-456-6400. That's 303-456-6400. Or visit our website at allaboutgreatdeals.com. Make a difference without the expense with All About Cabinets and Countertops.
Go to 710KNUS.com to download our free mobile app and listen to 710KNUS on your phone anytime, anywhere. Message and data rates apply. Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
To do 7:50, your Saturday morning. Randy Corcoran here. So good to have you along. 303-696-1971. We are refusing to crack 30 degrees so far this morning. 29 in Aurora. Still colder still in Denver. Guess that makes sense. It's a cold, heartless place now in Denver. 25 degrees downtown. 303-696-1971 is the number. 303-696-1971. Michael Bennett, Colorado U.S. Senator Michael Bennett, is considering adding his name to the list of 20-plus Democrats, including former Governor John Hickenlooper, and running for president as a Democrat. So just give a listen to Michael Bennett as he tries to sort of sort through how to talk about things on the national stage.
Denver is thriving. If you look at a line of job growth or economic growth from about 09 until today, that line has gone like that. So it started here, it's gone like that, and I will agree with you that during the course of the Trump administration, the line continued. The Trump administration starts here. The line starts here. America has brought us that economic growth. What I would say is he has given us a tax policy. Denver is thriving. If you look at a line of job growth or economic growth from about 09 until today, that line has gone like that. So it started here, it's gone like that, and I will agree with you that during the course of the Trump administration, the line continued.
Now, I got to say, we're going to play the rest of that because he really channels Governor Polis at the end, but he's flailing with his hands. You can't even see on the TV shot. He starts with his hand down low. Well, he started here, and then he rose up here, and his hand goes completely out of the picture. You really got to see it. If you follow me on Twitter, and several of you have, we're almost at 1,680 followers this morning. Several of you have today. I've just tweeted out a copy of this video. Watch this guy to see if he seems presidential to you.
Administration starts here. The line starts here. America has brought us that economic growth. What I would say is he has given us a tax policy that has made matters worse with respect to income inequality in this country.
And of course, that's just a flat lie because incomes, for the first time, especially in manufacturing, are accelerating for the middle income earners. I hate the word middle class. We are not a class society. So, lie number one, Senator Bennett.
Top of that, he has created this monstrous deficit when we're at full employment, which is something we've never done.
Oh, come on. A junior high schooler can pick apart that argument. Donald Trump has created this monstrous deficit. $10 trillion in deficit for every president from George Washington up through George W. Bush. Then Barack Hussein Obama showed up and doubled it, put it on steroids, doubled it to $20 trillion. And now at $22 trillion, after signing bills that he didn't like in order to get significant and necessary military rebuilding funds, future presidential Democrat candidate Colorado Senator Michael Bennett is going to blame this deficit on the president? Good God.
So the idea, or at least not done since the Vietnam War, and it was more modest than this.
Right.
So the idea that we have a $2 trillion deficit bearing down on us when we're at full employment, when this Republican president has been president, shouldn't surprise me because what he said to the voters was, you're going to get the biggest tax cut you ever got.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the biggest defense increase you ever saw. I'm not going to touch Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, and I'm going to pay the debt off in 7 years by negotiation. Ridiculous.
But would you touch Medicare?
Oh, see, now I love that.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
Do we have the short clip of Bennett? Where is it? Oh, okay.
Ridiculous.
But would you touch Medicare?
I don't want it.
I sense a theme. We've got some other audio of Bennett on the Electoral College. It's a lot shorter, but we'll play that when we come back. We're going to spend just a couple of minutes with the Colorado State Senate Minority Leader Chris Hulbert, get a little more detail on this red flag bill, the sex ed bill, what is happening on the legislature. And then we'll finish the hour with your calls, and you've got to hear the latest from AOC. It will drive you crazy. But for right now, 710 KNUS, Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. We'll leave you with this.
Ridiculous!
I don't want it! I don't want it!
Stay right there.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.